Hello. You are about to hear a conversation between myself and my children. We all put down our devices and just talked to each other, something we should probably do more often. No screens, just a simple question to start and some careful listening. Here's what Clara and William had to say. Hi, Clara.
Hi.
Today we are going to talk about...
William.
Your big brother, William.
Dun, dun, dun.
How do you feel about William?
Okay. First, he can be nice, but he can be so annoying. Like, he can just come into my room for no reason and just jump on my bed and just stay there and won't move.
What do you usually do if he does that to you?
I ask him to get out, and then I shout at him. If he doesn't go, after that, either he'll get out or you'll hear me tell him to get out and he won't do it, and he'll come in and then he'll go out.
Mm.
It's like he'll only leave if an adult comes in and tells him.
What is it about him coming into your room that annoys you?
Well, it's either I'm doing something or I just don't want him in my room. Like, even if I'm not doing anything, it can just kind of be annoying if someone just walks in and they don't move or do anything. Like, they can annoy you all day and some, and then, like, even if they do something little, you can just get annoyed at them. And it's that one time. You just go, get out.
Once they know it starts annoying you, carry on doing it.
Sometimes, yeah, it's hard to ignore him.
Anything else?
Calling me short. He knows it annoys me. Like, I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I don't need someone to tell me that every single day.
Why do you think he carries on doing it then?
To annoy me.
Are you seeing a pattern here?
Yes.
Mm. Do you think that you do anything that annoys him?
I bet I do. I just don't realise it, I guess, sometimes. But I bet, yes. It's not that I don't realise it. My answer is yes, I can annoy him sometimes.
Do you ever annoy him deliberately?
Yes, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes, this happened 2 days ago. I walked in. It was like 5 minutes till dinner. I was going to watch him play some Fortnite. But then, as soon as I sat down, he was shouting at me to get out.
He doesn't seem to like you being in the room when he's online with his friends playing a game. Yeah. Do you think that's the kind of difference that you would ever be able to sort out between you, or do you think it's the kind of thing where you'd have to get me to help settle the argument?
I don't think I could do it without you two. Because, like, you had to sort it out. Like, I just wanted to play some FIFA on the PlayStation, but he wouldn't let me, even though he's on it ages every single day.
I think I would agree with you that if he were being selfish in that sort of way, that he's never going to stop being selfish just because you ask him to.
Yeah.
But he might stop if I went in there and commanded him to
get
off the PlayStation so that you could use that room to play.
Yeah, it's like, just because I'm younger, he thinks that he has so much power. He thinks that he could tell me what to do then, let's just say.
So it's just an age thing?
I think so. A lot of the time, he probably thinks that he has more control. Like, you have control over us because you're our parents. But he would think that just because I'm his younger sister.
I do know what you mean by control. I'm not sure it's the right word, but I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know there have been times where I've heard both of you say, he started it, she started it.
And then you say it takes two people to start an argument.
But it doesn't really seem to work, does it? It doesn't stop it happening.
No. But it will always happen. It's like a common thing, brothers and sisters fighting. It's like, it's hard to avoid.
If you could instantly stop all fighting with William, would you do it?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it too much fun arguing?
Sometimes I actually have a victory in the argument. And...
Oh, wow. God, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
It wouldn't be the same. It would just feel weird if we never argued.
But what you said that was so interesting was that sometimes you feel like the plus side of having a relationship where you don't always... Well, where you argue is that you sometimes win those arguments.
Yeah.
And you like that.
Yeah.
I would never have thought of that.
It barely ever happens, though, so he always has a comeback.
How does that make you feel afterwards when you are, if you go back to your room on your own, or if you go off to do something else, or if you go to school, or if you're separated by me and mummy? How do you feel when it's over?
Annoyed. Sometimes annoyed. Upset. If, like, he's really been mean to me. But, oh, what was I going to say? Oh, this is what I was going to say. That I would think of a comeback, like, half an hour later. And be like, oh, why didn't I say that?
Well, that doesn't go away, Clara. We all do that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you think is unfair about the way that you're treated compared to the way that William is treated?
Yeah. I think that some of the time he can get stuff that I can't get, but I really want. Either watch that film that he can watch, or, like, he can get something that I can't get because I'm not old enough. And that really annoys me.
But those decisions that we make are based only on age, and some things you have to just wait for. It's as simple as that.
I know. If he goes to, like, college, that mean, and I'm still here, does that mean we'll actually have a quiet house for once? Because he's always shouting on the PlayStation.
He does shout quite a lot when he's online on his PlayStation. It's so annoying. Well, that would come down to whether you're quiet at that time, wouldn't it?
Good point.
When you're 15 and he's 18, do you think you'll be quiet?
I hope so. I actually wrote a letter to myself in the future. I said, don't be like William.
It was things that you found annoying about teenagers.
Yeah.
And you said to yourself in this letter,
please don't be like that. Please.
That displayed quite a lot of maturity, Clara, to decide that you wanted to write that letter to yourself. I was very impressed.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And you're going to open that letter when you are 13. Do you think that you will be a more reasonable teenager than William?
I think it will depend what I'm like now. What do you think? Do you think I'll be the same?
I honestly don't know. And this is one of the most interesting / terrifying things about being a parent. Because you never know what you're going to get. William at 10 years old was a sweetheart. William was like you.
Was he?
You know, cuddles and was very obliging and helpful and kind and nice and fun to be around. But the big change comes when you go to secondary school.
Oh, yeah, that's when it all went.
Well, suddenly you become far more independent from your parents, and you become far more influenced by your friends, which is the way it should be, because that's a big step on the road to becoming an adult. I guess the answer to your question about whether I think you'll be the same way will be decided by the kinds of friends you have when you're 13.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you, like William, will have your ideas about what you want to do with your time and the way you want to behave changed. Your life at the moment is very centred on home and parents, especially at the moment because of this lockdown.
I know.
But when you go to secondary school and you are walking to school with your friends and spending lunchtimes and walking home with your friends, all of those conversations will open your eyes and shape your mind. And suddenly the desire to please your parents by buying them sweets or what have you, I think may go away. But that's only one possible way that it could go. I don't know that it's going to go that way.
I hope it doesn't.
Well, I was nothing like William at his age. No, I shouldn't say that. in a lot of ways, I was not like William.
Are you worse?
I used to answer back quite a lot.
Yeah, he does that.
I used to get told I was a know-it-all.
We tell him that.
I always had to have the last word.
Same thing.
However, when I was his age, I got heavily involved in youth theatre. And that was a bunch of people, musicals and plays. And that was a bunch of people who were mostly interested in getting along so that we could do what we wanted to do, which was putting on a play or what have you. So I think we were quite obliging. But I still think that I thought my parents didn't know anything and I knew everything. I think that's probably just a common theme.
Can't wait to see what he thinks.
But talking about William, that doesn't really sound like a very long list of complaints. It sounds like the biggest problem is that sometimes he winds you up and you know that you can wind him up and you don't think that it'll really ever get that much better.
Mm.
It's just the way it is.
You know what? Sometimes he can be the nicest brother.
Can he?
Yes.
When?
Well, like, when we were doing the boxing on the trampoline, we were laughing. I don't know why, but when we're doing that kind of stuff and we get hurt, we just laugh. It's not like we never, ever get along. We can. Just sometimes we don't think it.
Okay. Do you think he has any good qualities?
Yeah. Sports. He's not a very good artist.
Do you think he has any good personal qualities?
Oh, he's nice.
He's nice.
Sometimes.
That wasn't very convincing.
Yeah, it didn't convince me either.
Okay, thanks, Clara.
You're welcome.
Your little sister.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about Clara?
Bit annoying. She can be nice, but can be very annoying. Like, earlier I was on the phone to someone, she just kept shouting my name, like, what are you doing, what are you doing? It's like, just be quiet.
Would you say that's the main irritation?
No. Overreacting. A lot. You do anything and she starts, like, shouting at you, or having a go at you. I borrowed her pen and she started, like, screaming at me. Clara tried to do an imaginary trick with a pen, pretending to, like, shove it in her mouth or something. And I was trying to show her something, and she was just like, give it back, it's my pen. It wasn't even hers. So she goes into my room, though, and just takes stuff without asking. And she just randomly goes in and takes stuff.
It's interesting that you should say that, because one of the first things Clara said when I asked her this question about you, she didn't use the word pestering, but it's what she meant. She was talking about you going into her room and not leaving. And then you were just talking about her demanding for you to give her a pen back that wasn't hers. I have noticed you doing the same thing where something which has sat being ignored by everybody for days or weeks or months, if one of you picks it up, then suddenly the other person has to have it.
If it's something that belongs to me, she just takes it. Then it's like, you could have at least asked. Even if I'm not using it, you could have asked because it is mine. If you're saying that's not mine, I don't really care if she takes it because it doesn't belong to me.
Okay, so actually the root thing that annoys you is the lack of communication. It's just the steaming in and taking.
Mm.
That sounds like quite an easy problem to solve, doesn't it? If you say to somebody, I really hate it when you do this to me.
I do. She doesn't stop. She just goes and takes stuff.
So she doesn't listen to you.
No.
I wonder if she feels like sometimes you don't listen to her.
Yeah, I don't sometimes because she's being annoying.
Those are quite easy problems to identify, aren't they, after about 3 minutes of conversation. If I sat the two of you down and said, look, this is what we've identified as things that annoy you about each other. Can we try and work on this and make it better? Do you think we would actually make it better, or do you think it would just...
No, because the second I tell her she's overreacting, she'll start overreacting and say she doesn't.
Do you think it's worth having a go?
If you want.
You don't look like it's...
Maybe 10 minutes of solid argument, I mean, no point.
But I think if something was explained to both of you, you are both bright enough to realise that it might be a good idea to try doing things a different way to make things better. I just don't think it would last very long.
Yeah. It'd last maybe 1 or 2 days. It wouldn't after that, because somebody would do it first, and then the other person would do it, and it'd just go back in a cycle.
Clara's conclusion when we talked earlier was that that's just the way it is between brothers and sisters.
That will happen. Like, you'll never be able to fully solve it. Between anyone, really. Like, no one is ever fully happy with each other. Like, even if they're your best friend, you'll get annoyed at them sometimes.
Because I know quite often I've said to you, you wouldn't do that to your friends. But obviously you're saying that you do sometimes get annoyed.
I think the reason half of it happens is because at our age, if you do something like that, nobody really cares. Everyone just takes stuff like that as a joke. So if I do something like that to Clara, she starts crying over it. It's like, well, to me and to all my friends that I know, that's not serious. Everyone just takes it as a joke, or she doesn't.
What you're saying then is that the age difference between you is an inbuilt problem. The way that you would handle situations that you think are not a big deal is not the way that she handles it. And there's that kind of inbuilt conflict there.
Yeah. As she gets older, it will make a difference, because there's not much of a difference at that point. At this age, though, there is, so there's a massive gap.
That's really interesting, William. I've never thought about it that way.
She has a way different sense of humour to me. So at school, people take the mick out of each other as a joke, and everybody finds it funny. Do it to somebody like Clara, because she's annoying you, she overreacts. It's like, I didn't think that would happen. It's a joke to me. sometimes it will seem like you actually mean it, but because at school everyone just like puts on a different voice when they do it, or you can just tell. But obviously Clara can't,
because she doesn't get the humour in what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so interesting to hear you say that. I understand exactly what you're saying, but quite often if I have to come in and be the arbiter in a situation to sort problems out between you, I've heard you say something to her which she has, in your words, overreacted to, whereas to me it just sounds like you were antagonising her.
I'm so used to it. I'm occasionally going to, not occasionally, quite a lot of time I'm going to do it because, like I said, that's all that really happens.
So you know that something might get a bad reaction from her, but you are in the habit of saying that kind of thing, so sometimes it just comes out.
Especially if she's annoying me. It's like, realistically, I don't mean it. It's just a joke.
Have you got any friends that have younger sisters and talk about similar experiences?
This is a common thing with everybody in my school. If they have younger siblings, you seem to get in trouble for the most part for stuff you didn't do. They take it seriously, and then nobody hears your point of view, and then all of a sudden you're in loads of trouble for doing nothing, really, in your opinion, because they took it the wrong way. It's not always not going to be my fault. Some of the time it obviously is, but there's no point going through it, really, and asking people each thing, because they're going to be different. There's going to be different things. They're both going to say different points of view.
You mean you're going to get two different versions of the story?
Yeah, it's never going to be the same. Because each person is going to slightly exaggerate their point to back themselves up. Even if they are telling the truth, they will exaggerate it slightly to make it sound better for them.
So you're saying it's impossible to get the full truth?
Yeah. You can get a gist of it, you can't get a full truth, though.
So that makes me wonder whether it's best to just leave the two of you to sort things out between you.
It's happened earlier. I think with the pen, I didn't know that it was like she was going to get annoyed over it. She started overreacting about it, and it's just like, I say something back, and she starts screeching, and it's like, I can't be bothered to argue with you, because you can never get your way, because you'll just either start crying or screaming, and I can't be bothered with that. So I just leave it, even though I know I'm right.
Do you ever find yourself thinking, I need to choose my battles, and this is just a pen, and it's really not worth the
beating? Yeah, earlier on, it's like, there's no point in arguing, I said that, but it's like, it's a bit ridiculous that you're overreacting that much about a pen.
By and large, though, I would say that you get on.
Most of the time. Playing football on the trampoline or something, that's fun. But then sometimes she'll just get annoyed. She won't do anything until she gets her way. And it's really frustrating. Because in the end, I just give up. Because I want to carry on you to the trampoline. But it's annoying.
You sometimes let things go because you have the maturity to accept that that's the quickest way out of a problem. So I would say, though, that she wants to be a part of things that you do. She looks up to you because you're older, but she is still not able to interact with you at the level that your friends can because she's not your age. And there's nothing to be done about that.
No.
But it also sounds like you are able to let things go. So would you say that you let things go as often as you should do, could do?
Not as often, but it's just when it's when it gets to the point that I just seriously can't be bothered. There's no point. She doesn't give up till she gets her way. Not the thing on the trampoline. She just sits there complaining until she gets her way. It's really frustrating. You just let it go in the end because it doesn't really matter. It's a game of football on a trampoline.
Clara's take seemed to be, he can be annoying, but he can be really nice. And it all seemed to be in the moment. Whereas your take is a lot more thoughtful. So that's an essential difference between you. She might flare up and be annoying because of the way she's behaving, but it's quickly forgotten. You take a longer view of things.
Yeah, that's all there really is to it. She doesn't get the sense of humour and overreacts about it. That's it, really.
Well, these are not big problems, are they?
Not really. It's the age difference that makes it harder.
I wonder what we can do about that.
Nothing.
I'll talk to you both later.
Okay.
So I don't think that we particularly have any big problems that we need to talk out. And you both said that you have fun together. By and large, you get on, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think there's a whole ton of differences to iron out. And anyway, it's not realistic. You know, people cannot get along
all of the time. There's an age difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's an age difference between you. And anyway, the sorting out of problems between the pair of you, I think, is just part of growing up. You know, you've got to be on that learning curve of working out how to get along with someone.
Yeah.
However, there was one thing that you both said that drives you crazy. And that is, you, William, said, when Clara comes into your room and won't get out.
I knew it would be that.
It was almost the first thing you said.
Oh my God.
And you said, Clara, I hate it when William comes into my room and won't get out. Yeah, you've got more in common than you think. I don't think it's worth going into all of the ins and outs of why this is a problem. However, I do want you to try one thing, because I think this is an easy thing to fix. I want you to not go into each other's rooms unless you ask first. And the person has to say yes. I mean, if they say no, it's not all right. You can't go in. But if you ask,
okay,
and the answer is yes, then you can go in.
Instead of William just coming in and jumping on my bed like he usually does.
I mean, you take the stuff, so...
But what if I want to get a Beano? And plus, he barely ever reads them.
Clara, it's very simple. If you want to get something out of his room, like a book, you ask if you can go in his room.
Okay, he's just going to say
no. Do you think that's unreasonable?
Fine.
I think it's simple. And William, do you think that's reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't just say no to annoy me. And I won't say no to annoy
me. Well, I think if you say no, you need to give a reason. I think the point of this is it will just help you both consider the other person before you act on your own wishes. Okay? Oh, you're shaking on it.
He literally just hit me. See,
he literally just hit you. William, you've got to shake on it. The question at this point, William, is why you find it so hard to cooperate and be nice.
Yeah, like you could... Okay,
Hang on, Clara.
I don't know, she's such annoyed.
There's really only one practical thing that needs to be done here, which is to get you to both ask permission to go into each other's room. Clara is completely up for it and saying, yes, I'll do it, and she even held her hand out to shake with you. And you are smirking and putting her down and refusing to agree.
Oh, great, I just didn't want to shake her hand. Could have just said
yeah. Would it hurt you so much to just hold your hand out and say, yeah, okay, well, let's do that, let's give it a go?
No.
So what's the problem?
I just didn't want to.
But why?
I don't know, I just didn't want to.
Are we going to agree?
Yes.
That you're both going to ask each other's permissions before going in each other's rooms?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So...
Yeah,
okay, agree. That's what we're going to do from now on. Yeah. That was quite a hard thing to settle. There you go. Didn't kill you, did it? I'm going to see if there's one other thing that I can get you both to agree on, though. Whether there is one thing I do that you wish I didn't.
Oh, I was saying that these were baggy or something. And I knew I was going to go into them, but I was trying to agree with you. It may seem like I was arguing. I wasn't trying to. I was just making a separate point about how they're slightly big now. And you're like, yeah, you'll grow into them. And I was like, I know, I was just... And it may have seemed like I was, like, trying to annoy you or something. I wasn't. I was just saying something.
So what did I do that you didn't like?
I think you got annoyed at me because I answered back or something. I wasn't trying to do that.
You think I overreacted?
A bit, yeah.
I think
it may have seemed like I was trying to make a point or something. I wasn't. I was just saying.
Okay. I think it's because I'm conditioned now, William, by the fact that you do argue quite a lot. So I'm
stubborn.
Well, I'm primed to hear an argument, even when there isn't one.
Yeah, so a lot of the time I'm not actually trying to argue, I'm just making a point, and that's why I get annoyed in the first place.
Okay, so sometimes I take your tone as quite belligerent and argumentative, and it's
I just sound like that anyway. Like, I'll sound like I'm trying to have an argument, I'm not, I just sound annoyed a lot of the time.
Okay, so I will try to listen better and make sure I understand your meaning before I jump straight to my reaction. Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Oh, another thing.
No, you only get one.
Well, she was like shake my hand there and stuff, which is obviously just fair enough. So I just don't want to be made to do it. I just don't want to do it. For whatever reason, I just don't feel like doing it. I have to do it. It's just slightly annoying. I mean, honestly, you just like, want me to be nice. It's honestly just... don't really want to do it.
So your problem there is that I want you to do something nice, and your reasoned response to this is, I don't want to.
If Clara's doing something that I just find a bit sad,
How is it sad? I'm trying to shake your hand.
I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, he finds the music I listen to sad.
No, it's fun.
He just doesn't like it.
But like when she's just sat in the kitchen doing TikTok dances. Yeah, I'm not forced to make to do that, but it just annoys me.
That's because sometimes TikTok's sad. I learn it. And I'm happy I learned it, because...
And when people are talking...
And then I just can't get it out of my
And then when
head.
People are...
Just do it.
TikTok is a real job. They're real dancers.
Oh, I don't say that!
Yes, you do. You have. But it's not. It's just waving your arms about.
It's not, William.
What is it, then?
Dancing. I mean, it's not dancing.
It is. It's hard to explain without sounding mean.
Only because it is quite mean. I mean, when we talked it separately, William, and you were saying to me that there are quite a few things that Clara does or is interested in or wants to do because of her age, because he's younger than me, and I don't want to do those things, I completely understand.
That's what I was trying to say, I just didn't say it correctly.
Yes, but the way that you reject it is quite belittling and really mean. Sometimes it's easier just to be nice. So this example about Clara holding out her hand to shake hands with you, it's a perfect example, because you might think, I'm 13, I don't do that stuff. But sometimes it's just nice to be nice. If Clara holds out her hand and wants to shake hands with me, I'll do it. It doesn't hurt you. In this case, you holding out your hand, I pushed it because... It did no harm to you to go along with what she wanted. Other times, Clara, you want to do something which you think is nice, he clearly doesn't want to do, and you need to take that clear signal and go, do you know what, it's not worth it, he doesn't want to do it. Because sometimes what happens is that you insist that he does something that you don't want him to do, to the point where you start to screech and scream. He gets annoyed because you're screeching and screaming over something trivial. And then everyone's annoyed. And then your parents come along and start shouting.
You make me sound bad now.
Well, everyone has a part to play in this. Not everything is worth a big discussion and a big argument. God, this was a long conversation about shaking hands.
Can I say what... Like, on a weekend, right? I don't want to get changed. I'm in a onesie. And you tell me to get changed. And I don't want to get changed because I'm comfy. I get really annoyed about that.
It's ridiculous because she'll wear it for about 4 days straight without taking it off, and it's just like that. But it's like you probably should change out of it because you'll just get stuck inside it.
That's not true.
I think he has a point there. I think it's the knowledge that if you were left to it, Clara, you would probably wear a onesie to school if you could.
That would be fun.
Exactly.
Oh God, I'm just proving the point now.
That doesn't really sound like a major thing though that I need to worry about. So, William, there's something that I think you wanted to talk about.
How she can be overly stubborn. And like on the trampoline, she will not stand up or move until she gets her way. Mm-hmm. Which is really annoying because I know I'm right. So, like on the trampoline on Saturday, I was injured. And she asked what happened. I went to show her. She was like, I'm not going to get up until you get up. When I was going to have to go straight back down onto the onto the floor of the trampoline again and show her, like, 2 seconds later.
It wouldn't take long. He just had to get up.
If I'm going to have to go straight back down again, what is the point in making me get up? But she just didn't move until she did it. Because eventually I just give up and just do it because I can't be bothered.
What he has just said is that you wanted him to stand up and then lay down again so he could show you what had happened?
Yeah, because I don't want to move.
Because you don't want to move.
Yeah, I mean, he always... Okay, I can't explain that, but...
I can. I think that even though this is a trivial thing about an incident on a trampoline, so you, Clara, might make up your mind that William needs to stand up so that we can move on. You, William, decide that you need to stay lying down. So we have two opinions about what needs to happen next. And... there is never going to be an agreement over what happens next. So it seems to me that actually what was going on was that you, Clara, didn't want to give in. Mm-hmm. And you, William, didn't want to give in. Now, eventually, you, William, did give in.
Could have been bothered.
Right. Clara, you didn't give in.
Yeah.
So he actually did the grown-up thing to try and resolve the situation. He gave you what you wanted in the end. Because he knew you were going to continue to be stubborn about it. Now, I'm not saying that it never goes the other way, because I know that it does. But he sometimes digs his heels in and is stubborn because sometimes he probably just doesn't want to be the one who's grown up and giving in and letting you have your way. What I think you both need to understand is that you both have your part in this. And you said this to me, I think, Clara, that I will often say to you, it takes two people to make an argument. Now, I don't think that we're going to reach a point where you never, ever argue about anything. It's impossible. Yeah. You know, people have differences, don't they?
Mm.
But figuring these things out is part of, you know, learning and growing up. What I really wanted to know, and I asked you both this before, was whether it's better to leave you two to sort it out or whether it's better for one of us to come in and try and sort it out.
I'd say we try, and if we just keep shouting, then you try.
I think it'd be easier. Clara just acknowledge she's wrong, as well as I should just acknowledge I'm wrong. Because a lot of the time, I know I'm right, because I just won't acknowledge she's wrong. And a bit of the time, Clara will know she's right, and I just won't acknowledge I'm wrong. And it goes both ways.
This is sometimes what annoys me. He always thinks that he is right. Never, ever me.
Did you not hear what I just said?
Yeah, but you're just saying that, but it's not true. He always thinks he's right.
You always think you're right. That's why there is a problem. You thought you were doing the right thing by not getting up. You were doing that because you wanted to do that. You didn't see it from his point of view. You saw it from your point of view. So you're doing it too. That was you two kissing and making up, wasn't it?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, that was me doing this weird thing with my mouth where I kind of look like a fish.
You're both doing things that you don't like in the other person, and maybe it wouldn't hurt to remember that every now and then.
Okay, yeah. Can I say something? So, you know how you said that... I'm not trying to, like, make another argument, but you know how you said that I bring the football in? First of all, it is mine, and like you said with the runes, if I don't want him to come in, I can say no. And it's like, plus that is mine. So if I want to take it in, I will take it in.
We were both using it. I wanted to continue using it because I was still on the trampoline, and she just takes it in and it doesn't even use it, and then won't let me have it. Well, then maybe life
lesson, next time go, don't give me your football.
Yeah, but
no, hang on, but we're talking about when you take out a football for you both to play with... You're coming into the house. He still wants to stay outside and play. Why can't you let him continue to play with the same ball?
Because I don't want him to.
Why?
Because first of all, if I...
That, Clara, that is no different to I don't want to shake her hand.
You're scaring me.
That is the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I right? Or have I missed something
here?
No,
you're right.
Right, let's get this straight. So you're both playing on the trampoline. You've taken out a football and the football belongs to...
Clara,
and then you play the game, and then you, Clara, decide to come in. For whatever reason, William decides to stay out on the trampoline and wants to continue to play with your football, which you've now finished with because you're coming back into the house, but you pick up the football and bring it back in. And the reason that you do that is...
Because he's always annoying me. So I just get mad at him, so I don't want to give him the football.
It's a retaliation at what's happened on the trampoline.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time that happens because she's being stubborn about something. I'm not saying it just to put the blame on her, but pretty much all the time I get annoyed, it's because she's being ridiculously stubborn about something that I know I'm right on.
So he's got annoyed with you, you've got annoyed with him. Now, what did we say earlier about letting things go and listening to the other person and not being stubborn?
The thing is, it's kind of hard to let things go because she repeatedly does it more than once each time.
Yeah, but I think the point here is that everybody needs to do it. It doesn't work one way.
Yeah, good point.
Silence. William, do you think it's maybe something... It's
close enough to a fair point.
I think we all agree on that. Shall we give it a go sometimes?
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do, though, because I don't think that it's possible for everyone to get along all the time. It's just not realistic. But I also don't like wading into your arguments. But I think what we could try is when we see things are not going particularly brilliantly, I could come along and say, look, we've talked about this. Do you want to have a little think?
Yeah, OK.
Hey, Clara.
Yeah?
Does everybody love each other now?
I love you, yeah.
What about William?
He's OK.
Yeah, I love you, William.
Oh, God. Aww. William?
Uh-huh.
Does everybody love each other now?
Yeah. Don't know, really.
What about Clara? Let's leave it there.
Bit annoyed.
I hate you, William, now.
That's it for this time. Thank you for playing this episode of the No Screens podcast. We'll be putting down our devices, talking and listening again soon. I hope you will too. Bye for now.